Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1128. Learning How to Eat. By Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and provide my commentary at the end. Now, we have 5 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. Oh, and in fact, our business show, Optimal Startup Daily, is coming back in 5 days too, so be on the lookout for that. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Learning How to Eat by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. I'd like to clarify some confusion that has sprouted from a prior entry. The confusion came from the following statement. Quote, I don't eat cheat meals simply because I don't like feeling like for the rest of the day. I prefer the taste of real food and also feel much better physically afterward. End quote. Some readers misinterpreted my comments and believed that I was referring to a psychological feeling. Please note that my comments were related to the physical after effects that often follow junk food consumption. An abbreviated list of these effects include stomach pains, heartburn, indigestion, sluggishness, and nausea. I can't count how many times I've seen someone shovel junk food down their mouth only to complain for hours afterward about how bad they now feel physically. In my opinion, no food is worth this kind of misery. One of the problems with dieting is the perception that you will somehow be deprived of certain pleasures in life. This perception is everything but true, however. If we ever hope to slow the obesity problem in the world today, we need to spend more time preaching the benefits of a healthier lifestyle. An obese person already knows that this isn't good for them. Healthy foods taste better. I'm in no way deprived. I don't live to eat, but I do enjoy a well-cooked meal. Healthy foods actually taste better. Unfortunately, most people in this world do not know how to cook. In response to my last blog entry, Scott Custis from The Modern Forager said the following, quote, junk tends to be either overpoweringly sweet or overpoweringly salty. Real food is earthy, minty, sweet, sour, savory, peppery, and spicy. I can make 10 different meals from ground beef, onions, and something green just by altering what spices I use. End quote. Those who struggle with their weight may be uninformed if they're constantly told that they're missing out. They need to realize that we aren't all crazy. Life is good, and we are not missing out on anything. You can't expect to conquer a weight problem if you live the rest of your life in a perceived state of deprivation. I don't live my life waiting for the next cheat meal to come along. I eat tasty foods every day of the week. We all make choices based on personal preferences. You buy the shoes that you like. You buy the pants that you like. There is always a selection that you must wade through before coming to a purchase decision. The same idea holds true for food. You choose what foods to buy. And while some of the decision-making process may be based on weekly sales or availability, much of the decision is based on what you want. What do you want to eat and why? Unfortunately, the answers to this question rarely make sense. For example, who said that cereal is a breakfast food? Did our ancestors wake up and eat a bowl of Cocoa Puffs? Who came along and appointed cereal as the preferred breakfast food? Perhaps a large commercial enterprise made the decision for us. The food industry is in business to make money. Much of the world's eating habits come from these powerful companies. As I quoted before, quote, "We first make our habits, then our habits make us." John Dryden. Unfortunately, someone else has made many of our habits for us. The habit maker has priorities that do not involve your health and well-being. Many modern habits are polar opposites to what the body actually needs. To overcome a problem with weight, you need to make new habits. These habits will not deprive you of anything. On the contrary, your quality of life will improve. Overeating bad food isn't a reward. Perhaps someone else told you that it is, but when you consider the pros and cons, it simply doesn't make sense. No one needs to overeat to enjoy life. Once you change your shopping habits, this will become more and more clear to you. Life's greatest rewards do not include shoveling food down your mouth to the point of discomfort. When I wake up early in the morning, it is common to see deer in my backyard. There are woods behind my house. The deer eat various grasses, weeds, herbs, etc. The woods are loaded with greens. A deer could eat all day if he wanted to do so. But guess what? I've never seen an obese deer stroll through my yard. And surprisingly, there aren't deer-appointed nutritionists or personal trainers. The deer simply eat the way they were intended to eat. Most humans in today's world do not. Perhaps we could all learn something from a less intelligent animal. You just listened to the post titled, "Learning How to Eat" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The ideas that Ross present here relate very closely to the idea of intuitive eating. In a nutshell, intuitive eating involves eating when you're hungry and stopping when you are satisfied. You expected me to say stopping when you feel full, didn't you? Well, here's the trouble with stopping when you're full. Feeling full means you've consumed too much food. Instead of listening to our body's signals, particularly the feeling of satiety or satisfaction, we may end up consuming too many calories. But if we pause for a moment before we take our next bite at the end of a meal and ask ourselves, how's my hunger level? Am I still hungry? If the answer is no, I don't feel hungry anymore, then it's time to stop. That's intuitive eating. And whenever you can, fuel your body with foods that support its optimal performance. As Ross mentioned, after you do this, see how you feel physically. Ask yourself and your body, how do I feel right now? If you feel better, then repeat. And if you really give intuitive eating an honest try, I think you'll find it quite freeing. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, especially if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.